Breaking. Missouri Attorney General gives radical Soros-funded STL Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner until noon tomorrow to resign. Kim Gardner may be the most radical Soros-funded circuit attorney in the nation today. Of course, one of her largest funders was George Soros in both of her elections. Kim Gardner is so intolerable that 24 attorneys and more than one-third of the trial lawyers left the office when she took over the office in 2017. And this is a Democrat-dominated office. In August 2018, Kim Gardner announced her attorneys will no longer accept cases from 28 different St. Louis City police officers. Gardner called it her exclusion list because they were racist. Gardner did not tell the officers what they did to get on her list, but they were being censored. Read also. With so many strange things happening, is it time to stock up on emergency food? In 2019, Gardner refused to charge a drug dealer who was found with 1,000 opiate pills and $30,000 in cash because she didn't like the cop involved. Caught on video. Soros-backed St. Louis circuit attorney refuses to charge dealer with 1,000 opiate pills and $30,000 in cash, shows officers the door. And Gardner refused to charge the killer of a 7-year-old child despite a suspect's confession in 2019. Soros-funded St. Louis circuit attorney Kim Gardner refuses to charge killer of 7-year-old child despite suspect's confession. Gardner lied about Governor Eric Greitens' case, committed over 60 acts of misconduct in the case, and got away with it. In 2020, Kim Gardner dropped the case against a suspect who shot another man in a traffic dispute in broad daylight. St. Louis City shooting caught on video in broad daylight. Soros-funded circuit attorney Kim Gardner drops case and lets shooter walk free. In 2020, Kim Gardner also was caught on video lying about being harassed during a traffic stop. Wow! Soros-funded St. Louis circuit attorney claims police harassed her and held her for 15 minutes during traffic stop. Video shows she lied. Also in 2020, Kim Gardner released all of the rioters and looters from jail without charges in the violent St. Louis Black Lives Matter riots. But this latest incident last week was the last straw. Kim Gardner refused to put the man charged with hitting Janae Edmondson back in jail even though he violated the conditions of his bond more than 50 times. The repeat offender went on to hit a Tennessee teenage volleyball player walking in St. Louis City last week, and the young girl lost her legs after she was pinned to another vehicle. The driver never should have been on the street. And Missourians are furious. Missouri Senate Leader Caleb Roden called on Kim Gardner to resign today. Trending. Arkansas police rule suicide in death of Clinton aide found hanging from tree with shotgun blast to chest, despite no sign of gun. And on Wednesday night, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey gave Kim Gardner until noon tomorrow to resign. As ag, I want to protect the people of St. Louis, and that includes protecting victims of crime and finding justice for them. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, at AG Andrew Bailey, February 23, 2023. Instead of protecting victims, Circuit Attorney Gardner is creating them. My office will do everything in its power to restore order and eliminate the chaos in St. Louis caused by Kim Gardner's neglect of her office. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, at AG Andrew Bailey, February 23, 2023.